Right now I'm going to scream for help from Pat Pagano, and I think he's going to give it to me with warm weather. Good morning, Pat.
It may be warm, but it's going to be humid. That's not going to be great for you, for your knees.
Oh, sure it will. As long as I get the if it's moist out and humid out, as long as it's warm, it's fine. If it's not warm and it's very moist in the air, that creates problems. You know.
Well,
as long as you get warm weather, though, it's a. I can already feel it. For some reason this morning, Pat, my knees, maybe it's because, you know, you worked on my knees yesterday, but my knees felt great today. I mean, it was foggy this morning. Foggy.
Well, there's a dense fog advisory till 8, and there's a heat advisory tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yay.
Yep. So it will turn hazy, more humid. There could be a late day thunderstorm today. I added that, 75 to 80. Then a shower or thunderstorm early tonight. Otherwise, it's just partly cloudy in the low 60s. Hazy, hot, and humid, 90 to 95 Saturday. Hazy and humid, chance of a thunderstorm Sunday, 90 to 95. And then clouds, cool to some showers, 70 to 75. So there you go. The changes continue. 1, 2, 3. We haven't seen any major disruptions in the forecast. So things are moving right along. And, you know, hey, people who like hot weekends, this is going to be right up their alley.
Hopefully next week it'll be the same.
Well, maybe. We shall see. There's never, ever, ever a guarantee on Memorial Day weekend. No. Never.
And no, you wait. Well, first of all, it's such a long holiday weekend that to cover 3 or 4 days, it's hard. You can't. You know, it's very rare you're going to get weather the same 4 days in a row.
Very, very, except
for the wintertime when you can get bitter cold weather, when cold air settles in.
And then that it doesn't even happen anymore, Marshall.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It doesn't. In and out.
You know,
in and out.
That's all been, broken apart as well. But I never trust Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. There's always at least one day that stinks out of the three. And the models, you know. Right now, the models are just really waffling back and forth. When I looked at the model yesterday, late afternoon, it was saying that the entire weekend was going to be cloudy, maybe some rain. Now today it's saying, maybe Sunday of the Memorial Day weekend. So I don't trust it. We just have to wait.
All right.
We just have to wait and see. The North Atlantic hurricane season will begin on June 1st, and we'll be watching that to see if there's any development there. And aside from that, I mean, it's relatively quiet. There's not much going on. I'm looking out my window, and boy, it is foggy, Marshall.
It was foggy on the way in here, but right now we've got sunshine on the green. You know, yesterday I had that late. I'm never going to do it again, I told the doctor. Never going to schedule a 4 o'clock appointment. Because by the time I got home, it was almost 6 o'clock, a little after 6 o'clock. And I normally eat dinner around 5:30, so I can get to bed around 7 o'clock. So I made a mistake yesterday, Pat. On the way back, I figured, how bad can just buying a hamburger be? Okay, for dinner on the road, how bad can it be? So I went to the Golden Arches and I got a plain hamburger. I said, no pickles or anything like that. Just put, you know, the hamburger on the bun, and they did. You realize by the time I got home how sick I was?
You were sick?
Sick.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I had a hamburger that had a joint that puts it on a frying thing. But I figured, how bad can just a hamburger on a bun be? But I was sick from it.
Wow.
I mean, I got over it quickly. But it was just, I was like all the way home, I said, this was a mistake, this was a mistake, this was a mistake.
Wow.
So from now on, if I have to do something late in the afternoon, I'm going to pack my own dinner.
Well, then just don't do it in the late afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. But you never have total control of your schedule when it comes to doctors.
Yeah.
You just don't.
That is true.
He was very good, though. I was because of all the traffic that I ran into on 84, I was 10 minutes late. And this doctor, when you're scheduled for 4 o'clock, he's ready for you.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
So he didn't, you know, he fit me in, even though that being 10 minutes late kind of, you know, screwed his schedule up. He fit me in, thank God. But but anyways, so now I found something that I'm going to watch this weekend.
Okay.
It's a new documentary coming out. Now, you won't know about it, but I've been a big wrestling fan my whole life. When I was a kid, I used to watch it with my grandmother. It was on once a week. There was a guy who was champion back then called Bruno Sammartino. He was from Pittsburgh. And he beat everybody. He was a hulk of a man, but he was small compared to the other wrestlers. Well, he was so good, he is the one that made wrestling what it is today. Bruno Sammartino. He was called the Living Legend. He was champion for like 20 years straight. Well, anyways, somebody's finally made a documentary on him, and it includes clips from all the wrestlers up till now. And I'm going to watch it. It's available on streaming services because it'll show you the difference between wrestling back then and wrestling now. Where, yes, there was some choreography that went on with wrestling back then, but they didn't have all the modern stuff that they have now. It was basically two guys in a ring, and they had to entertain 20,000 people. And by the way, Pat, when he went into wrestling, crowds were sparse. By the time he was in wrestling 3 or 4 years, he would fill Madison Square Garden. People came out to see him. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to that, to see that that documentary today, either tonight or tomorrow.
Don't forget to watch that other movie with Mark Wahlberg, Uncharted.
Yeah, Uncharted is on my list to watch. Hey, you see where they remade the movie Firestarter?
Yeah.
You know, why do they remake movies that originally were good movies anyway? Because I thought Firestarter, the original one, was good. It was exciting. It was a little scary. It was creepy. I thought, and it was well done. So why do they remake? And I understand from our movie reviewer that this one's good. But I just, why do you redo something that's good?
Don't ask me. I mean, what they redid West Side Story.
Why don't you do Gone with the Wind?
Oh, yeah, right. Nobody's tried that, that's for sure.
Well, now you can't do it because Gone with the Wind is politically incorrect. Incorrect.
Okay. Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah. Okay. We live in a society, Pat, you can't even call Gypsy Moss anymore. They changed the name.
To?
Some sort of other moth.
Oh.
But they changed it because it was offensive.
Interesting.
We live in a society. Can you imagine trying to make McHale's Navy today?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you ever watch McHale's Navy?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
With what they said, what they called Japanese soldiers and everything like that, you could never do it today. You'd be sued.
I think society overall is just much too sensitive.
I mean, there's times where it's right. There's times where they're right. But there's other times where, you know, people get in trouble for doing things they did 40 years ago.
Right.
I'm sorry, it was a different world 40 years ago.
It really was.
Oh, gosh. If I ever did now what I did in the 1970s and 80s working at local radio, you'd be speaking to me. I'd be with you. I'd be with your doctor in prison.
Yeah, really.
I would be. I'd have my rear end thrown in prison.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, you're absolutely right. But yeah, it's a much too sensitive society. That's all I could say. Much too sensitive.
See, with a woman who was hired to run the agency that was going to oversee and see fake news on the internet.
Yeah.
She got so much hate mail and so much fake stuff put up about her. She quit her job after 3 weeks. She quit it.
Isn't that funny?
She quit it.
She quit the job.
She said, I don't need this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would have never accepted that job.
No, either way.
Forget it.
No. No, gosh. You're putting a big target on your back. It's bad enough that we're on the radio, Pat. People get mad at us, mad at you for bad forecasts, and they get me mad at me for bad comments.
I know. I know. You have to always be very careful about what you say and how you say it on the radio.
Well, be careful and give us the nice forecast for me for the weekend.
Well, again, today we're just going to look for maybe a late day thunderstorm, and highs will be in the 80s. Over the weekend, it's simply hazy, hot, and humid, 90 to 95, maybe a thunderstorm later on Sunday.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I can't complain. I love it.
No,
I love it.
You know, try to keep cool, stay safe, and we'll be back on Monday as we count down to the Memorial Day weekend.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.